You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station and are welcome to our Innis News. This morning, Deputy Prime Minister Deng Liu Quang, head of the Central Steering Committee of National Target Programs in 2021-2025 phase, presided over the fifth online session with localities on the implementation of National Target Programs in 2023 and in the first 2 months of the year, solutions and major tasks in common type. In 2023, the implementation of targets and tasks set in the National Target Program had active changes. Outstandingly, the rate of multidimensional poor households has been estimated at 2.93%, down by over 1%. It is better that 9 more communes will escape from particularly difficult situation. At the session, ministry centers and localities focused on discussing evaluating results of implementation while pointing out difficulties and proposing solutions to promote the implementation of national target programs in a common type. Continuing the program of monitoring the implementation of Resolution No. 43 and resolutions of the National Assembly on several projects of national importance, yesterday afternoon, the Working Delegation No. 2, led by Head of the Committee on Finance and Budget of the National Assembly Liu Quang-man, also Deputy Head of the Monitoring Delegation, inspected the Tanok River Emergency Anti-Sand Line Embankment Project in Kansas City. With a length of 1.9 kilometers, the project is a total investment of more than 272 billion Vietnam dong, expected to be completed in 2025. It is expected that the project is ahead of schedule. According to the report of Kansas City Irrigation Department, no problems arose in this project. Yesterday afternoon, Kansas Lottery Limited Liability Company held a conference to reveal its business activities in 2023 and celebrate its 46th founding anniversary, March 7th. In 2023, Kansas Lottery Limited Liability Company achieved sales revenue of 6,320 billion Vietnam dong, exceeding 423 billion Vietnam dong compared to the plan, and exceeding 660 billion Vietnam dong over the same period last year. The average sales revenue of one lottery period was more than 121 billion Vietnam dong. With this result, at the 131st Conference of the Southern Region, Kansas Lottery was in the top three companies with the highest sales among 21 companies in the region. Yesterday morning, Kansas City Department of Taxation organized the first online conference on tax policy implementation and business dialogue in 2024. At a conference, Kansas City Tax Department introduced some important contents on value-added tax reduction policies, environmental protection tax rates for gasoline, oil, and lubricants, in addition to introducing relevant regulations and some notes on finalizing corporate income tax and personal income tax in 2023. The conference also answered the problems raised by enterprises in the process of implementing tax policies and tax finalization in 2023. On the occasion of the International Women's Day, March 8, early on the morning of March 8, Stand and Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Yung Tung Hing came to encourage offer congratulations to female employees volunteers at the Public Administrative Services Center of Kansas City. Standing by Chairman Yung Tung Hing respectfully offered flowers and greetings to nearly 40 female employees volunteers on duty at the center, wishing them good health, happiness, and to continue heightening responsibilities to make efforts to well fulfill assigned tasks and seasonally improve efficiency and quality of services. The Committee for Advancement of Women in Kansas City has organized a mid-year event to celebrate International Women's Day with the theme Raising Awareness about Gender Equality and the Role and Position of Women in the Field of Economy and Labor. At the event, female employees were informed about domestic and foreign jobs and employment support loan policies. At the same time, delegates were specifically propagated about gender inequality, thereby helping female workers improve their legal knowledge, reduce gender gaps in the fields of economy, labor, and employment, contributing to achieve international strategic goals on gender equality. In February 2024, retail sales of goods in Canter strongly grew compared to the same period last year, not only higher than in 2023, but also higher than in 2022. Among the 10 commodity groups with the strongest consumption is food, followed by gasoline and oil. In addition, some other categories increased, such as household appliances, cultural and educational items. And that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.